And subhanAllah, walhamdulillah, we are the people of alhamdulillah. What does alhamdulillah mean? It's basically, even though we can talk about it for hours, just a brief explanation, it is two things. Alhamdulillah is two things. One part of it is that you thank Allah. Thanks is for Allah. The second part of it is appreciation. Appreciation, praise is for Allah. Two things, thanks and praise. They're two separate things. Al-madh wa thana on the one hand, ash-shukr on the other hand. They're two different things. Now let's first understand the difference between these two things. You can see a beautiful building and you will praise it, but you will not thank it. You will see an amazing athlete. He plays football. He scored an amazing goal. You will praise the athlete, but you will not thank the athlete. You'll see a beautiful car, you'll praise the car, but you won't thank the car. And sometimes the opposite is the case. There are some people you have to thank, even though you will never praise them. That happens too. Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, describes that the Muslim has to be grateful to his parents no matter what. Even if your parents are mushrik, you have to be grateful to your parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Even if they're struggling against you to do shirk, they want you to leave your iman, and you still have to be grateful to them. You will not praise their shirk, but you will still thank them. So sometimes in life you can have praise without thanks. And sometimes in life you can have thanks without praise. I'll give you another example of thanks without praise so it becomes clear. You have the case of Fir'aun, la'anahu Allah. He, whether he liked it or not, he raised Musa alayhi salam in his castle. And Musa alayhi salam many years later came back to him. And he actually reminded Musa alayhi salam saying, Alam nurabbika fina walida wa labithta fina min umrika sinin. Didn't you live many years here? Didn't we raise you as a newborn in this house? He's reminding Musa alayhi salam of his favor. And obviously when someone does you a favor, you owe them thanks. So even Musa alayhi salam acknowledges the favor. And he does thank him. He says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ اعترف. He admitted, yes, that is a favor you did for me. When you admit someone's done you a favor, you're thanking them. He thanked even Fir'aun, even though he will never ever praise him. So you can thank someone without praising them, and you can praise someone without thanking them. When we say Alhamdulillah, then we are saying that we praise Allah for whatever He's doing. Whatever He's doing is awesome, it's great. It couldn't be better, it's perfect. No complaints. And after we praise Him, we are also thanking Him that He did it. There are people sitting outside today. Some of you are, the air conditioning in the hall is not enough for you. Yeah, man, it's so hot. And the first thing that should come in your mind as a Muslim is, Alhamdulillah, it's hot. Alhamdulillah. You know what that means? Thank Allah, it's hot. And I praise Allah, it's hot. It's a different way of thinking. It's not like anybody else. There are other people who believe in God. Believe me, I know. I meet people of all religions. There are other people who believe in God, but what they don't have, the first thing they don't have is Alhamdulillah. And some Muslims, they don't understand Alhamdulillah. So sometimes they're like, man, I don't get paid enough. But whatever, Alhamdulillah. You're not really saying Alhamdulillah. You're complaining, saying Alhamdulillah. Hey, how's it going with your family? Alhamdulillah. That's not Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, from the bottom of your heart, you're grateful. For all the things that are going wrong, you're finding there's so many things that are right. If you're feeling hot, at least you're not feeling sick. There's so many other things that could be wrong with you. You know, if your car has a transmission problem, at least it doesn't have a big engine problem. There are so many other things that are going right. We are people of Alhamdulillah. You know what that means? We're constantly grateful. We're constantly positive. If we understood Alhamdulillah, we would never be depressed. The Muslim cannot be depressed. You'll find today in the Ummah, people complain about the state of the Muslims. We complain about, you know, the ignorance of the Muslims or the corruption within the Muslims. And we complain and we complain and we complain. I tell you, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who changes our circumstances. All we need to do is turn to Him and say Alhamdulillah. We have to be positive. You with the last of these many treasures of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is what they call in Arabic Shibhu Jumla.
إنها ليست جملة. It's not a sentence. It's actually a, what's called in English grammar, a fragment. Okay, it's a piece of a sentence. For example, if I say in the car is not a sentence. If I say there's a person in the car, no, that's a sentence. In the car, there are a lot of people. That's a sentence. But if you just say in the car, it's not a sentence. When you just say in Allah's name, that's not a sentence. That's an incomplete thought. There's no mubtada, there's no khabar, there's actually a muta'alliq, it's just a jar majroor, the Arabic students will know. There's no fi'l. Some grammarians, when the mufassirun studied this ayah, they said, wow, this is incomplete. How do you complete it? There must be a fill in the blank. So they say, it must mean, abda'u bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, aw abtadi'u bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah. You might have seen some English translations that say, I begin with the name of Allah. Even though the words I begin are not there. They're just not there. So the question is, why aren't they there? And that's what I hope to share with you now. Allah Azza wa Jal, in His wisdom, the one who allamana al-bayan, right? He taught us how to speak. He knows how to speak. When He wants to make a full sentence, He will make a full sentence. When He wants to give you half a sentence, He will give you half a sentence. We don't judge Allah's speech by our standards. Our speech is judged by Allah's standards. He's the one who taught us how to speak. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us an incomplete statement on purpose. Because what you do next completes it. In the name of Allah, I eat. In the name of Allah, I get out of bed. In the name of Allah, I wash my face. In the name of Allah, I get in my car. Everything you do is actually completing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is as though this beautiful gift of Allah was waiting to complete everything you do. It's the other way too. Now you know what you understand? There's lazim and malzum. If you do anything without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it's incomplete. This was a part of it. This is a part of the equation. It had to be. In small things and big things.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم Quran Weekly. We have reached the halfway point, the 15th juz. We're in Surah Al-Kahf, and I shared with you the 22nd and the 23rd ayat of the surah. Actually, the 23rd and the 24th ayat of the surah. And these are surahs about the phrase inshallah that you and I say all the time. Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ. Don't you dare say about something, إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. No doubt about it, for sure, man, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Don't say it about anything, like anything. Don't say, I'm going to do this and this in the future. For sure, man, I got this, inshallah. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except that Allah wills. That I'll do this for sure, except if Allah wills. That's the phrase that you should say. I'll do this if, unless Allah wills otherwise. In other words, I have full intention of doing this, and the only thing that will get in the way if Allah's plan is different from my plan. That is not under my control. That is the intention of saying, inshaAllah, illa an yashaAllah, unless Allah actually wills otherwise. Now when we say inshaAllah, we say, I will do this if Allah wills. We say it in the positive sense too. If Allah wills, this will happen, but I'm making my commitment. But you know what we've done? We've taken inshaAllah as the ultimate religious, I'm probably not going to do this. Translated, inshaAllah. Hey brother, are you coming to the program? Yeah, inshaAllah. Are you going to be able to make the deadline? Inshallah, inshallah. You say it twice, you know, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So we've turned something that's supposed to be a recognition that the future is not in our hands into something that's saying, I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible. And that's a joke. That is not how it's supposed to be. Muslims, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا. They fulfill their promises when they make them. And if and when they get into an agreement, they stick to it. So if you have an agreement, you cannot just use inshallah to say, well, that's my way of saying, probably not. Don't do that. Don't use inshallah like that. However, you should use it in the correct meaning and with correct belief. And what is that? I'm going to do my best to make it to this meeting, to this appointment, to the class. And the only thing I can't control is the will of Allah. Because if Allah decides there's going to be a storm tomorrow, or my car's not going to start, or I'm not going to be healthy enough to wake up, I don't know any of those things. That is the mashiyah of Allah. But to the best of my efforts, I will do this. And you know, and if you show laziness on your part, Allah didn't put any obstacles in your path in doing what you said you would do, and then you turn back and say, well, I guess Allah didn't want it to happen, then you know, and Allah knows, that you're playing games with His word. And this is not something we should do. This is not something we should do. So when we say inshaAllah, it is not an acknowledgement that this might not happen. It is only an acknowledgement that things ultimately are in the hands of Allah, but we will do whatever we can to complete our word. May Allah make us a people that respect the phrases that we use every day, like Alhamdulillah, like inshaAllah, like Astaghfirullah, and we use them in the way that they're supposed to be used, especially inshaAllah, especially when it comes to your future, you know, obligations and meeting the expectations that you're supposed to meet. Barakallahu li wa lakum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.